Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Happy birthday to Cut the Shack Entertainment Report. Hi, I'm B True, that aka B True, and thank you for tuning in. Cut the Shack Entertainment Report. Broadcasting today, had originally scheduled the show to be broadcast earlier today at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, but changed it to late night. My voice is gradually coming back from having so much fun at the St. Patrick's Day parade. And also, I was strictly put it on the parade, but I thought I was catching a cold, but thankfully it turned around because the weather has been so beautiful here in the deep south in Jackson, Mississippi. But again, this is the sixth birthday for Cut the Shack Entertainment Reports here on Blog Talk Radio. And it has been an amazing journey. I know for a year and a half was on a hiatus and gradually coming off of that hiatus. And thank you all for your support for broadcasting this show back in November, December. And it has been amazing. So I'm looking forward to doing those shows, producing those shows that you are accustomed to, with awesome interviews, playing awesome music. And definitely when you, the listeners, call in and share your thoughts and opinions on certain topics. But, you know, God knows what's best. So at the perfect time, everything will be back in place to be able to chat with you doing shows and so forth. But definitely send show ideas to my email. And thank you so much for always effectively networking with me in person, and also most definitely my worldwide friends throughout the different avenues of social media, from Facebook to Twitter to IG. I just created a new profile, Snapchat. LinkedIn, I must make a big shout out to my LinkedIn connections. Some people think that LinkedIn is played out, but it is not. I mean, it is just built a great, 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 great network for professionals to network on, right? That's what it's all about. And those that really would like to know how to effectively network better, especially on LinkedIn, if you don't know anything about Lewis Howe, and I, you know, talked about him from the beginning of my show. He is a person that I networked with from his early days, I'm talking about literally, and until I still do, and I network with him. And Lewis Howe, he is like the guru of networking on LinkedIn throughout social media, but he became famous because of his LinkedIn skills and his social media power. And he has a podcast. So definitely go to his website and follow him on Twitter, and definitely connect with him on LinkedIn. Those of you that really want to effectively network on LinkedIn and throughout social media, I'm just saying because he definitely can help guide you in that. But again, a big shout out to all of my social media friends and supporters of the show, and those of you that have been sending music for me to add to the playlist. You know, whenever you send music in, I always like you to be a guest on the show also. So love to hear the stories of our artists and musicians and the projects that they're working on in performance dates and all. And the email address is CultureShock, CultureShockent _Beth @yahoo.com. And you connect with me with my new Snapchat, which I haven't Snapchatted my first time yet, but it is Culture Shock Inc. CultureShockent. I did try to use my name, but it was already taken. And also be sure still follow me, those of you that blog or like to read blogs on Tumblr, or follow me on Tumblr, I have a new Tumblr profile. It's bethentrepreneur.tumblr.com. B-E-T-H-E-N-T-R-E-P-R-E-N-E-U-R .tumblr.com. I know that's a long word, Beth Entrepreneur. On LinkedIn, I am linkedin.com/in/Bethany, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y-C, Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, entrepreneur spelled correctly. But again, it's the sixth year. Again, check out the archive shows from the beginning. The program premiered on March 21st, 2011. If I'm not mistaken, that's the same year that Prince William and his wife married. And the first shows were just amazing, from the topics of UFOs, spring cleaning. Have always talked about relationships, you know. Current events that were popular at that time. But if you would just, many of you have listened to every show, but then there are some that I have never listened to, maybe only to a handful of shows. But there are also are inspirational. And when the show's effect being produced full-fledged, it's going to be a different angle, a different perspective. The same concept, but the interviews and the topics were in-depth, but we're really going to go in-depth, really, and really encourage guest co-hosts and listeners that call in to really go all in too, because this is a lifestyle entertainment show, and we talk about things from community to some hot topics, to celebrity news, important causes. I don't know, many of you probably heard when one of my friends called in and he was suicidal. And that completely caught me off guard, if you remember. That was a scary moment for someone to just come out and say that they were thinking about taking their life. I have lost many friends. I have had friends to attempt suicide, and not to mention some of my favorite celebrities. And to have a Facebook friend, which we could call into the show and admit and share what he was thinking about. I'm glad that he did share it, but what if he had not? That really caught me off guard, and I had to really talk to him. And if I'm not mistaken, there was another guest on the show. If I'm not mistaken, I will pull that show up and share that show with you all. Also, but that was one show that really hold close to my heart. I hold all the shows close to my heart, but that one was just amazing. I've had a longtime friends come on and promote their businesses. From Kevin Dorsey, who has a new business right now, a seafood business. And also, he's a former professional tennis player. I've had my friend, the very successful realtor, Jerry Lewis, who's based in Florida, come on and share. He came on a few times. Even Kevin has been on a few times. I've had a Facebook friend, Neil Sekar, which you guys definitely need to network with, especially if you're in the real estate, and you're really not into real estate, but would like to network with someone who a go-getter and believes in promoting positivity. Ms. Baker, he's based in Chicago, and he's a successful real estate investor. And not to mention, you all remember Sheila Ramsey, the opera singer? Well, that was a blessing. She was a guest on the show and had traveled to California for an awesome program for opera singers. That was amazing. Then my mother came on and shared some of her favorite recipes that I hope you all did follow. I love attempting to perfect my mother's recipes, and I did pretty good, and I followed it to a T. But that was amazing. Let's see. So many, not to mention True God and Moral, he and his crew. I think it was one of the last full-fledged interviews that you guys heard here on Culture Shock Entertainment Report. True God and Moral and his crew, amazing. Drew Day, Oki Riki, Pete Cook, my friend across the pond. Yes, oh, and not to mention Ebony Empress. Man, you all know her. Relationship expert extraordinaire broadcast right here on blogtalkradio.com. Just amazing, amazing. Let's see. I'm just thinking of some of the and then my friend Reggie Ruffin, would come on and get co-hosted and especially talk about sports. Always fun and a blast. This goes on and on. So check out the archive shows. Every show is everybody broadcast live. It's in the archive. And thank you all for listening to these audio-only shows. Also, I have been looking at the stats, and so they're pretty good. I took a break from even doing audio-only test shows. I'm like, well, they really want to hear the full-fledged shows. But thank you for supporting the audio-only shows also. Again, now I'm still coming back from being hacked after cell phone and iPad was stolen, and just reestablishing my social media presence and so on, because I don't like to have, you know, blank things. But that's one thing I have still with friends. I get some late friends. You do things, you do your best to do things right, dot the I's and cross the T's, correct? And I don't mean to be on a lot, but I'm going to write my notes and my bullet points and all that, but just wanted to talk from the heart and thank you and let you know that I appreciate your support. We've had some special moments, and I do hear from a lot of my international listeners that tell me how much they miss the show and miss me, and I thank you and appreciate that. So I really do. So I can miss at least celebrating. I love birthdays and celebrating and recognizing Culture Shock Entertainment was on its 6th birthday, and definitely. Again, go through those archives and check out some of the shows. Check out the concept, the first show. That's the show where I talk about the concept and the vision and the developmental aspect of the show. And it's kind of weird, 6 years. We're always reinventing ourselves, right? So I'm in a reinvention stage of not only myself but the show. And you know, it's vice versa. But thank you. Let me share the email address again, CultureShock, CultureShockEnt _Beth@yahoo.com. Then show ideas, press kits for those that would like to be guest co-hosts, artists and musicians, send in your music if you would like to be added to the playlist. And anything else that you would like to mention or discuss. discuss. And again, follow me on Twitter at Beth Williams, B-E-T-H-W-M-S, and also at Culture Shock Inc., K-U-L-U-R-E-S-H-O-K-E-N-T. Facebook, I do have Culture Shock Entertainment Reports Facebook page, and also Bethany Williams. My original Facebook page, believe it or not, when I was hacked, I could not get into my original Facebook page that my friend Jermaine, like, what was it, 2007? It's how long I've been on Facebook, and so that was my pseudonym name, Miss Beth Nelson. And so I've been unable to get into that Facebook, my original page, the one that's in my pseudonym name. But my actual name is Bethany Williams, and you can connect with me there and on my page. So I get a chamber for it. And I was going to talk more in depth about Facebook, but I love Facebook. I love all the social media sites that I'm a part of. What I'm saying about that is not defunct now, so it's been defunct almost a year now, Freecast. But I'm told that I need the Periscope, so I'll be joining Periscope soon. It's almost time to conclude this broadcast, but I'd much remind you all about Crossroads Film Festival that is happening really soon here in Jackson, Mississippi, Madison, Mississippi, April 6th through the 9th. I've had the pleasure of being on the screening, social media, and planning committee since 2014. Hands-on since then. 2015 was amazing. I missed out last year. I was in Texas, in Dallas, in Texoma area at the time, but I did my best to promote that social media. But again, we would like for you to go to the website crossroadsfilmfestival.com/2017-festival-schedule/. You can see the schedule for the film festival. An amazing showcase of independent film makers, mainly based in Mississippi, and also music videos of artists and filmmakers based in Mississippi. And there are some artists and filmmakers that are from surrounding states like Tennessee and Alabama, Louisiana, that are showcased also in the Mississippi Music Video Showcase. But again, and a big shout out to the festival coordinator, Michelle Baker, and Chairman Robbie Fisher, and the board members and all volunteers. Britt Risman is the volunteer coordinator. And a big thank you to the City of Jackson, to our mayor and City Hall, City Council, and also to Madison, Mississippi, Mayor Butler Hawkins, and also, and with friends, I'm trying to get everything in, and also the Richmond area also. So the film festival is actually held in Madison, and at the Malco Grandview Theater in Madison. But then we have so many events going on within Jackson and in Madison. So visit that website, crossroadsfilmfestival.com/2017-festival-schedule/. The host hotel is Courtyard by Marriott in Northeast Jackson off of Ridgewood Road. It's right near the Hilton in that area. So those of you that are making plans to come, definitely mention that you're coming to be a part of the Crossroads Film Festival. The hashtag is #XFF2017, okay? And again, the festival coordinator is Michelle Baker and our chairman, Robbie Fisher, and volunteer coordinator is Eric Reason. and also Perfect. Those that love to volunteer and you love STEM and you love networking, if you're in the industry or just love great STEMs and especially independent STEMs, definitely a place for you to volunteer. And also sponsorships are still available. Also, we have amazing blocks from Blocks for Youth, Women STEM Makers, Hall of STEM Comedy. I am the volunteer music video showcase coordinator, and I've had a great pleasure of having two executives from Malcolm Records to help screen and rate the music videos. But definitely, big shout out to also Red Bird Show. When you look at the schedule, you will see on Friday night we will have a special show on of I'm Not Your Negro. And along with that special show will be a panel discussion. So definitely check out everything on the website Crossroads Film Festival. But those of you that need to know that schedule and know how to work it with your schedule, because I've talked to some people that say, well, I'm busy during the day, I can come during the evening, or I can come during lunch hour, I can come during certain times. And then it ends up an awesome filmmakers awards brunch on Sunday morning at the Iron Horse Grill in downtown Jackson. So, and that is an amazing place. It's not only an awesome restaurant, but it is a museum, a music museum of those that are native of Mississippi and have very strong connections to Mississippi. But again, thank you for tuning in. Remember, listen to the archive shows. Also, there are amazing subject matters. There are some shows that profile individuals, and those are amazing shows because I'm a person that loves bio. That's it. I just want to chime in and connect with you on this 6th birthday of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Really, thank you. I want to say more, but time will not allow me. But definitely stay tuned. Follow, create your profile on blogtalkradio.com if you don't have any. Listen to the other shows. Amazing shows. I love networking with other hosts. I let it say, before I became a host, I was a big lover of Little Flip. You all know Little Flip, a freestyle king of the South. I was a big supporter of his show that he had on Blog Talk Radio and Brian Cuban had a show, Mark Cuban's brother. Those are the guys that really influenced me to create my show. And Zane, y'all know Zane. Zane had a show. Those are who drove me to create my show. I pretty much had been on radio. I have been on radio before for the NPR 9.1.com, a premier radio here in Jackson, Mississippi. Charles Evers, radio station, Mega Evers' brother, and I had been thinking about getting back in radio, and so hearing the shows and just studying and learning a lot about internet radio and especially Blog Talk Radio, it's just been an amazing experience being a host producer here. So thank you so much. And I'm literally, which you can hear, speaking from the bottom of my heart, from my heart completely, and not looking at any notes, because some of you know that I do like to, I am a shy person, and I've been working on that. And I like to follow a guideline. I like to I'm a spontaneous person, but I like to have a guideline. So I'm just speaking straight from the heart. And speaking of that, how many of you are, I know one of the shows coming out, we're talking about Toastmasters and public speaking, because And that's another thing. We love talking about business topics here on this show. We're really going to go in depth because I'm considering joining Toastmasters also so I can improve and develop my presentation and public speaking skills. It's one thing to study acting and go on auditions and work behind the scenes, write, produce, you know, put things together. But then also, when you really want to present a public speak on a whole, on a total different level, I mean, it's important, I believe, to join Toastmasters or other groups like that. But again, thank you for tuning in. I just want to go into a topic that will be a topic of the future. I've been doing a lot of research and just networking with many others. There are some amazing show topics coming in the near future here on Blog Talk Radio, Culture Shock Entertainment Report also. So thank you so much. I'm getting kind of sleepy, and it's also time to conclude the show. Again, you've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. It's a 6th birthday, and thank you so much. Again, the email is CultureShock, CultureShockEnt _Beth@yahoo.com. And connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube.com/CultureShockEnt, CultureShockEnt. Well, thank you. And until next time, spread love. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Bye-bye.